Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sorontos.
Thank you so much for tuning in, and welcome back to The Songwriter Show, right here on Reality Radio 101. I'm your host, Sorontos. I'm a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words mean the world to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for you every single Tuesday evening. I believe in my heart that every song is a story. Tonight's guest is Richard, charismatic pop recording artist, singer, songwriter, and guitarist who's building his CV already stacked high with countless accolades and awards, two EPs, and performances on marquee stages from Toronto all the way to LA, and many points in between as both headliner and sought-after supporting artist.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show, Richard. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, Sorontos.
You're welcome. So it's kind of cool to get to talk to you. Sometimes we talk to people that are just in the studio, sometimes you're touring, sometimes both. So you have quite a mix going on, don't you?
Yeah, it's especially over COVID, I've spent a lot of time just writing. And I think what I love most about being a musician or music in general is performing. So it definitely made me focus a little more on the back end. And now coming back to the stage, I feel like I have a more refined and just more music that I'm really excited about. And I feel like I've put lots of care and attention towards.
Wonderful. Do you feel like you have a little bit of an advantage since you're a performer? A lot of people shy away from that. Do you feel like it gives you an edge?
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, naturally I'm a little bit more of a shy, reserved person. But performing definitely opened up my world and showed me that like it's okay just to like be energetic, like be enthusiastic and like show compassion and when you hit the stage, put on a show and make people feel something.
Yeah, that's the key, right? Make them feel something.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about your love for music. How old were you when it started?
Oh, I must have been around 8 or 9 years old when it really kind of kicked me in the butt. And I was like, wow, this is cool. And when I was around 13, 14, I had found like hip hop and like rock and roll had been in my earbuds for a few years at that point. And that's when like performing really took off for me. And that I knew this is exactly what I wanted to do.
Okay. Awesome. What is your main instrument?
My primary instrument is my vocals, and my secondary would be my guitar.
How do you get started in the songwriting process? Do you start with a vocal melody? Do you start with your guitar? You know, how do you get going?
Personally, I find I love to find a good groove on my guitar, and then melody really comes in. Like melody and vocal rhythm just comes flooding in once I establish a groove with my guitar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are there any musicians that you admire, respect, mimic?
Oh, 100%. I'm a huge fan of Mac Miller. He's a musician I found when I was just coming into high school, and he was a young buck himself at the time, showed me it was possible. I'm a big fan of Tommy Emmanuel for guitar. That guy can play for days. And I mean, otherwise, like bringing it back to just pure rock and roll. Like I love myself some Zeppelin, Rage Against the Machine.
Okay. Now, if you could pick one person to be in a room with, dead or alive, who would you pick?
I would have to say Mac Miller. He had a lot of growth in what for a musician, I mean, is a pretty short timeline. And he became just such an infatuating person to me, and he had really just perspectives and attributes that I enjoy, and I would just love to pick his brain a little bit.
Do you have any advice, any sage advice you want to give some of the youngins out there?
Don't be afraid to try something new, whether that's music, a sport. Don't be afraid to try. There's nothing wrong or uncool about it, and if you try it and you enjoy it and you don't succeed, come back and try it again because you're going to do it eventually.
Yeah, well said, man.
Yeah.
What's your fondest memory in your entire life? Not just as a little kid, but could have been a couple weeks ago.
A fond memory for me. I've loved motorcycles ever since I was a kid. And my dad used to ride when he was in his 20s. And I must have been, I think, maybe 8 or 9 years old. And he had won a bike at a work event and rolled home on this big white cruiser. And that was like the most glorious day of my life because all of a sudden there was a motorcycle in my garage and it was my dad's. And that was just the coolest thing. I wasn't just looking at one of these things on the street.
That's very cool, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you teach music at all?
Not so much these days, but in previous years I have. I taught guitar quite a bit. That's something I really enjoy, just as a skill that I love to utilize and put to use. But I know it goes a lot farther than that, and to bring it into people's lives and just give them something to focus on, something to like make them smile, take their head off their day, and just decompress. Like it's something I love to share.
Yeah, I could kind of sense that talking to you. That's why I asked.
Yeah.
So, how often do you try to write a song? Do you one of these guys do several a day, once a month? What's your process really?
I find it comes in tides. There's times where I'll be writing more lyrics and one-liners, and almost prolifically I'm composing stuff on my guitar. But song, like a song front to back, it's I would say maybe like one a week, one every couple of weeks. And then there's waves where you just get a few done in a week and you're on a roll.
Yeah, and how do you decide if something you finished is worth putting out into the world?
I think there's a few things that come into play there. The first one for me is, does it make me feel good, and are my feet moving when I'm listening to it? That's a telltale sign for me that that's something that's usually feeling good and keeps me moving. And then otherwise, I'll bring friends into the studio one by one and be like, yo, what do you think of this? Just from an outsider opinion, let me know. And sometimes there's songs that just really catch you off guard, and you're like, I really didn't expect that one to make an impact, but it did.
What is a typical month like for you?
Typical month. Right now, I find within my month, I'm performing a lot on my Fridays and Saturdays. My weekends are usually shows. Weekdays are just being in a creative space, practicing my craft, tightening up the show, tightening up my vocals. And if I'm not doing any of those things, I'm usually on a motorcycle or in the gym.
Okay. Hopefully you're not doing both at the same time,
I
right?
try not to. I try not
Yeah, you know,
to.
it's not easy to be doing kegels on a motorcycle while you're, you know, take it from me, I've tried. So tell us a little bit about, you're obviously a professional musician now. What did it feel like when you transitioned from amateur slash hobby to professional?
It all of a sudden it you start to realize that this is becoming real, that this is no longer just a thought in my head, it's something that I'm actually executing. But you still wake up and you go like, is this real? Like I just get to play music and this thing that helps me grow as a person, I get to grow with it and do it every day. So it I'd say doing it on a professional level now is a dream. You definitely like forget that it's at least for me, like I forget that it's a special thing just because it becomes normal. You do it every day and it's just what you do. And then you go out and you're like, oh yeah, this is not only a gift to me, but it's a gift to those that I share it with.
Yeah, that's really cool. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners would love to be in that situation, and some of them empathize with you and they get it, right? Because it's its own set of challenges then. How do you keep the love going? You know, once this becomes your career, your job, I don't want to say you're forced to write songs or release them, but how do you keep that flame going?
That's a really good question. I find my flame stays lit with self-discovery, and that's me looking at my music as like, this is the snowplow in my life. This is the thing that goes in front, but there's got to be something behind it that's pushing it and driving it and keeping it going. And that's like, I love trying new things, whether that be like I'm trying to learn how to get better at swimming. I can swim, but I want to get better at that. I love going out and trying new sports and trying just trying new stuff, because that gives you experiences to pull back from. The more emotionally understanding we are of ourselves and the activities we do, I find the better I am at not only elaborating and articulating what I want to say, but the better I am at presenting it, especially when it comes to performing. You can let off emotion and almost lend emotion to somebody and let them feel what you're feeling.
Okay, awesome. I'll tell you what, my friend. Let's take a listen to your song and we'll come back and talk about it, okay?
Beautiful.
All right, everybody, check this out. Here we go, from Richard. That was kind of a cool song. Tell us a little bit about the inspiration behind that.
So Red Lights was it was really kind of like a tongue-in-cheek idea of just having really simple grooves, stuff that I was enjoying to play on guitar and just sounds I liked. And I found songs about songs about red lights, just stuff that's a little more provocative and tongue-in-cheek, I find I've been really enjoying. Just something fun and almost outlandish to kind of do and act upon.
All right, cool. What does the future have in store for you? Anything you want to share with the fans?
Currently, right now, I'm working on about a 10-song LP. And that should be out later this year. I'm tracking the last song right now. Otherwise, I'm figuring out my shows for this year. So if anybody wants to come out and see a show, follow me on my socials and stay tuned.
Awesome. What's the weirdest compliment you've ever gotten for your performances?
You remind me of my son. I don't know if that's weird, but I got it from somebody that was hitting on me once, and that was really awkward. I was like, okay, I'm gonna draw the line there.
That was funny, and then you said they were hitting on you, and I was like, wait, what?
Exactly. I was like, oh, you caught me off guard. I'm gonna go find my bandmates.
Yeah. Tell us about scams. Any that you've fallen for? How can you not fall for it?
I mean, just be really cautious about like where your money goes and how you apply it. Sometimes the quickest route to where you want to go isn't necessarily the one that will give you the most longevity or the best results. I mean, right now, like, we live in a world of streams and spins and how many views do you have on something? So in some ways it is really important. And in another way, just making sure that you're putting like cautious and appropriate amount of time to get your ducks in line and do what you're doing right. Yeah.
Any podcast that you're listening to that you want to give a shout out to or give us a suggestion?
Digest. Oh my gosh, what's the guy's name? But the gentleman who runs Digest, he breaks down albums and concepts and lyrics amongst all these things. And the guy just, I can't remember his name. I feel terrible. But he's somebody I listen to prolifically, and I feel like the musicians or songs that he breaks down, I learn so much more about. And for me as a musician and a listener, I couldn't be any more grateful for that.
Okay, and it's called Digest?
Yeah, Digest.
Okay, awesome. Tell listeners where they can get more information about you. Where can they purchase your music, stream it? What links do you want to share?
Right now, you can go to my website and you can find all of my links from there. So that would be tickleman.com. Otherwise, you can contact me or find my music through my socials on Facebook, Instagram. All of it's Richard Tickleman. My last name's T-I-C-H-E-L-M-A-N. And yeah, you can find me all over there. My music's on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple. And if it's not on a platform that you're listening to, find me on one of my platforms, let me know, and I'll find a way to get music to you.
Okay, awesome. So who do you think, out of all the Marvel characters, who would win a fight if it was a free-for-all?
I mean, you kind of got to say Iron Man. That guy's got a little army behind him.
Okay. All right. What is the genre of movies that if you were put in a room and they said you could only watch just one genre for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Comedy. I love to laugh. There's nothing like a good laugh, especially a good comedy.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
So any good books that you read lately?
The Alchemist is a recent read of mine. I love that. It definitely is a recommended read and something that I'm trying to pawn off to my friends. That's probably my favorite book at the moment.
What do you think about the current state of music? The whole everything going on with streaming, the royalties, songwriter credits. What's the worst thing going on, and what's the coolest thing that's coming to the future, you think?
I would say a new development would be, like, streams have become so important. So money used to come from record sales, and there's not a lot of money in the music we make now, but there's money in the shows. And I feel like people are starting to create brands around themselves, because when you're performing, you really only can make money off of it for so long. And then unless you're touring until the ripe old age of 80, like some of these fantastic musicians, but people are finding means of, maybe this isn't something I want to do for the rest of my life. And they find ways of carrying their brand, their following into another stage of their life, and use that to support their community.
Yeah, I totally get it. All right. Any last minute thoughts here? We got about 2 minutes left. Anything else?
Nothing that comes to mind. I'm just grateful to be here. Thanks for having me.
Okay, no problem, my friend. It's great having you. And tell us a little bit about the most exciting thing you got coming for the fans in the next month.
the most exciting thing I got coming for the fans in the next month. You know, right now, a lot of my work is going towards that album. We do have a couple videos that should be coming up in the works and being announced down the line. But that would be what I would put my my pawns towards.
Okay. Awesome, man. Richard, I want to thank you so much for being on the show tonight. It was great. I feel like we packed a ton of questions and content into a short time.
Right on. Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate being here.
You're welcome. And to all the listeners out there, Richard and I thank you for being on the show and listening to it. We hope your own unique story gets heard around the world. My name is Sorantos. Please join us every single Tuesday evening to hear other amazing artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at the Songwriter Show on Reality Radio 101. I love you guys. Have a great night.
The crowd howling outside, my doubts spin in my mind. I tried to keep them all inside, but now they know. They know my deepest fears, my thoughts, my pain, my tears. And if they scream or if they cheer, they'll never get to me. Now I'm free, I'm standing here. Doesn't matter what you want, let the thunder rage on. And now I'm free, standing here. Doesn't matter what you say, my music's gonna play. The silence doesn't bother me, the silence doesn't bother me today. The silence didn't bother me yesterday. The silence never bothered me anyway. For me are gone. Put all my heart into my songs, my true colors show. I don't care what they say, won't let them change my ways. Won't take it even one more day, you'll never get to me. Now I'm free, I'm standing here. Doesn't matter what you want, let the thunder rage on and on. And now I'm free, standing here. Doesn't matter what you say, my music's gonna play. The silence doesn't bother me, the silence doesn't bother me today. The silence didn't bother me yesterday. The silence never bothered me anyway. Stronger than ever, I will never stand down. No, never, no, never. I will rise up much stronger than ever. I will never stand down. No, never, no, never. I will rise up much stronger than ever. I will never stand down. No, never, no, never. I will rise up much stronger than ever. I will never stand down. No, never, never. The silence doesn't bother me. The silence doesn't bother me today. The silence didn't bother me yesterday. Never bothered me anyway. The silence doesn't bother me. The silence doesn't bother me today. The silence didn't bother me yesterday. The silence never bothered me.
Thank you for listening to The Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.